Devine, secretary of the Philadelphia Council of an international mission society called the Regions Beyond Missionary Union, RBMU, introduced his subject. The year was 1955. His audience was the student body of the Prairie Bible Institute, a sprawling campus located on the wintry plains of Alberta, Canada, adjacent to a small town named Three Hills. Behind him, L.E. Maxwell, the noted principal of this partially self-supporting Christian community and missionary training school, leaned forward in his chair. Equally white-haired, with a set jaw and determined countenance, he epitomized the rugged idealism of the school. Mr. Vine felt a strong sense of purpose as he addressed this particular student body. Other campuses on his itinerary might boast more scholarly, more polished graduates than he would find here, where the motto was plainly and unaffectedly, "Training disciplined soldiers for Christ." But even as he sounded the call for Christian pioneers to plant the banner of the gospel among isolated and potentially hostile Stone Age tribes in interior Netherlands, New Guinea, Mr. Vine knew it was not primarily scholarship and polish that would be required, though these were by no means excluded. Unwavering faith, self-denial, and an intimate communion with God were the crucial qualities that must be present, and these were the main qualities which Prairie's faculty and staff, both by example and life-centered biblical instruction, strove to impart to its students. Mr. Vine knew well the story of Prairie's growth. Since its inception in a farmhouse with 8 students in 1922, it had grown to be the largest Christian training institution in Canada. Because of its strong emphasis on foreign missions, already more than 1,100 of its 3,000 graduates had entered foreign missionary service, while hundreds of others were active as pastors and Christian workers in their home countries. On this basis, Mr. Vine knew that approximately 35% of the students before him would find their way to foreign fields under various mission societies. The Christless tribes of Netherlands, New Guinea desperately needed some of them, he reasoned, as with great force and inner burden of heart, he described the land and its violent, unpredictable people.
Netherlands, New Guinea, he continued, is the western half of a 1,400-mile-long island stretched along the edge of the Pacific Ocean north of Australia. It lies in the torrid zone, just south of the equator, yet within its vast watery area of 110,000 square miles, you will in some areas find yourself facing jagged mountain ranges hoary with ice at altitudes of